This podcast replay is brought to you by RedRecover.com. From NFL stars like Hayden Hurst to daily warriors like yourself, their wraps and pads are designed to deliver maximum benefits with each treatment anywhere you go.
We're going to start off with Manny because what the hell? He's covering a hot seat right now. And well, not that Mario is on a hot seat. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of a hot mess. How about that instead of that? That's what it is. A hot mess. So let's start off. This week, obviously, off Manny. Let's talk about it because lots of controversy. And, you know, we love the quarterback argument all over the country. That's our favorite argument at every level of football. And so, well, would they go with Jake? Would they leave Tyler behind after a rough start here? And the word is Mario is going to stand by his man. All right. And so talk to us a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes. What kind of rumblings are going on? What kind of fingers are being pointed? Who is looking in the mirror and taking blame, too, for some of the struggles on this offensive side of the ball?
Well, I mean, look, you can point the finger at a lot of different people, certainly. Miami fans love to do that, right? They're going to point at everybody they can. Usually it's the coordinator, and in this case, so many of them are pointing at Josh Gattis saying, look, he's the Broyles Award winner. You got to adapt your offense to your quarterback. But I will say this, and you and I talked about this earlier today, Big O. Mario Cristobal has to sign off on everything that Josh Gattis is calling. So clearly, he's got the coach's blessing to run this offense and to run it the way that he's doing it. I think the problem right now, whether Miami fans want to accept this or not, is that Tyler Van Dyke has not looked like himself throwing the football. Forget about reading defenses, just getting the ball to receivers. It's been a problem. First, it was those guys dropping it. Now, against Middle Tennessee State 2 weeks ago, it was really just him missing guys that were open. And so, look, he's battling a lot. They've got to make this offense a little bit easier for him and everybody else to just move the football down the field, get in the end zone, score points. You would think North Carolina would be the perfect remedy, right? They're the worst defense in the ACC in terms of giving up points and yards. But Miami's banged up. They're banged up. They've got guys hurt left and right. You may only have one healthy scholarship running back in this game. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on Tyler to deliver this week. And I think, this is a do or die week for Miami football. I think if they lose this game, this season could spiral out of control and become one of those, 5-7, 4-8 type years.
Manny, I'm curious, is there anything wrong with Van Dyke physically, or is this just an issue of, getting accustomed to a new coordinator after Lashie last year? What could be kind of the, impetus of some of his struggles? But when you're talking about accuracy, that comes to mind to me that maybe there's a physical issue.
Well, I put Mario Cristobal on the spot and I asked him, is there something mechanically wrong with the way Tyler's throwing the football? Because a lot of, film pundits out there who study this stuff want to point out, hey, look, his elbow looks like it's being dropped in a different way or it's being held up at a different position than he did last year. His throwing motion is a little different. I know this. I know that they have tried to tweak a little bit with his throwing motion because he was kind of throwing the ball a little sidearm last year. But look, the bottom line is you have an entire offseason to do all this kind of stuff. He went through spring football. He didn't have any problems throwing the ball. He wasn't the guy everybody was complaining about. It was the receivers dropping passes in spring ball and in fall camp. So to me, that's not a worthwhile excuse. And Mario kind of dismissed it as well. I think this is about him making the right reads and then getting the football to where it's supposed to go. And he's got to get the job done this week because Miami can't afford to fall to 2-3. And to really, I think, just have the wind taken out of their sails because we've seen this team do it before. One loss turns into two losses, quickly turns into three losses and four and so forth. So I think this is a pivotal week for Miami.
Yeah, it could be scary this week, especially against that offense of North Carolina. And we'll get into that when we get into the matchups here. All right.